The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, Upstate, it's time to wake up. Here's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
Really, to me, the runoff now is a very simple choice.
Get out and vote for Herschel.
Nothing less than non-democracy is at stake. Time to get a new leadership. It's time to put someone in Washington that represents the Georgia people, not represent Joe Biden.
Buckle up. It could get rough.
I stand where I said I stand in the past, that a patient's room is too narrow and small and cramped a space for a woman, her doctor, and the United States government.
Broadcasting live from Currahee Station in Toccoa, Georgia, here's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, brought to you by The Prosperity Group, the Upstate's premier retirement financial advisors, on 94.5 The Answer.
And it is 8:05 as we are live in Toccoa, Georgia at Currahee Station. A nice group of listeners coming by. JR from Westminster, live and in person. I finally got to meet JR face to face. JR's here. Dennis from Rail, Georgia. You hear me talk about read Dennis's text messages, and he's actually wearing his My Slippers. He doesn't go anywhere without his My Slippers. Dennis, where is Dennis still here? He never goes anywhere without his My Slippers. He deer hunts. Oh, he's outside. But if you see Dennis, if you're here, check out his My Slippers. You can go to MyPillow.com and order a pair yourself. But a lot of great people here as we are encouraging folks in Georgia to, if you haven't already voted in early voting, which there's a large number of people in Georgia who did take advantage of early voting. But if you have not, carve out some time tomorrow and be sure and head to the polls. Around 8:30 or so, we're going to check in with RNC National Committeeman and President of Citizens United, David Bossy. And then we'll wrap things up this hour with Mike Gallagher, a quick preview of the Mike Gallagher Show. And co-hosting with me this hour, our Lieutenant Governor from South Carolina, Pamela Evatt. Thank you again for coming over to Toccoa.
Joey, it's always great to be with you. I love being on your show every Thursday. And I'm telling you, you have a great audience, because no matter where I go, people say, I listen to you every Thursday on Joey Hudson.
See there, I heard several of them here talking about it. So they're even in Georgia here, they're looking, they like meeting our Lieutenant Governor. Now, you were at the Lieutenant Governor's, remind me the name of the organization.
Yeah, NLGA, the National Lieutenant Governors Association. So that's both sides of the aisle. It gets a little hairy, right?
Yes.
But there are things that we concentrate on that can cross over party lines. Childhood obesity, making sure we fight that. The opioid problem, which we have different ideas of, because I'm one of the lieutenant governors that stand up and say, we'll close the border and we'll make that a little bit easier to tackle. And I know that's a big topic on everybody's mind with Title 42 coming down the pike. What, 12 days now? 15 days? Mm-hmm. And Title 42, I know border agents are really nervous about that expiring.
So talk about some of the issues that when you were visiting with your colleagues from around the country. I would assume they are seeing the same issues that we're seeing in South Carolina.
Yes. You know, people can worried their constituents aren't happy with gas prices. They're not happy with supply chain. They're not happy that their 401ks, you know, we were just hearing about the market. You know, people sometimes don't think, when you think of the stock market, you think of, oh, these are people that have a lot of money and they get to put, you know, invest. What people don't realize is that if you're blue collar, if you're gray collar, your pension, your 401k is the stock market. And you're not doing as good today. Those numbers aren't giving you as much money for retirement as it did 2 years ago. And that's why I think when Georgians are thinking about voting tomorrow, ask yourself, am I better off today than I was 2 years ago? And you're not. And your 401k's not. And we definitely know our bank accounts. I read an article, Joey, 35% now of people are behind on their utility bills. And I know that that's a benchmark for how bad the economy is.
Yeah, well, I was reading something the other day, too, about the consumer debt. People are are putting things on their credit cards, and we have credit card debt now at historic highs.
Yeah, and we're seeing, you know, savings accounts were at historic highs just a few years ago, and now we're seeing those numbers start to plummet because people are now dipping into their savings too. We just came off of Thanksgiving. I couldn't believe how much more expensive it was. I have the whole family at my house.
Oh, yes.
How much more expensive it was to buy a turkey and to buy all the fixings that go along with it. And now we're coming down, you know, to Christmas. And everybody, you saw people jumping on Black Friday deals to try to, you know, save a dollar or two here or there. But I think overall you're going to see people cutting back.
Back to the 401k, one of the things that I was advising people prior to the November 8th election was wait until the morning of Election Day. Open your 401k statement, and then go vote. That's my recommendation to those of you in Georgia as well tomorrow. You know, take a look at your 401k statement, and then go vote. And you know, honestly, I don't know how you vote for a Democrat under that scenario.
You're absolutely right. But, you know, we have to add, we say this all the time in South Carolina, you need to call all your friends and your family and make sure everybody's got a ride to vote. Everybody realizes they should vote. You know, the last time we had a Senate runoff, you know, then Senator Perdue, he hosted the Republican lieutenant governors at his house here in Georgia when we had a meeting here. And he told me personally 700,000 Trump voters did not come out in the runoff.
Yeah.
It would have made all the difference in the world. Runoffs are extremely hard on everybody. Sometimes people, you know, they don't tune into the news anymore. They're tired. They're taking a break. Make sure, don't take for granted that your neighbors, your friends, your people that you sit with at church know that there is a runoff tomorrow. Call them all.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you have not early voted, and, you know, again, I was just encouraged with some of the numbers that Kelly Austin, the chairman of the Stevens County GOP, shared with us earlier this morning. But because, again, you and I talked about it last hour, early voting to me, it's not what I traditionally do. I like to show up on Election Day, but I think it's a new normal. I mean, I think we Republicans have to take advantage because it is what it is, mail-in voting. I don't like the mail-in ballots, but if that's going to be part of our system, then Republicans have to learn how to take advantage of it.
You're absolutely right. If you're not going to be in town, if you know you have something up tomorrow that stops you from voting, think ahead. You know, when we in South Carolina, General Livingston, Medal of Honor General Livingston, he made such a great point, Joe, and I think I talked about it on your show. He said, when you think about voting, don't just think about the candidate. Don't just think about your family. Think about the millions of people who died to give you the right to vote.
Yes.
And that should motivate all of us to get out. You know, we are, you know, South Carolina is a proud veteran state. We're a proud military state. So is Georgia. You know, think about all those people that thought voting was so important, they laid down their lives to give you that honor.
Yes, and we should not take it for granted for sure. So, again, the whole reason that we're at Kurahee Station here in Toccoa today is to encourage you to go vote tomorrow if you live in the state of Georgia. Now, interesting, I got a text message earlier, not quite sure how this happened, but I got a text message from Merritt who says he lives in South Carolina, but he keeps getting text messages from Georgia encouraging him to go cast his vote in Georgia. How does that happen?
That I don't know. But, you know, definitely South Carolinians, we can be part. These are our neighbors to the south. We all know people that live in Georgia. Every single one of us listening today probably knows somebody that lives in Georgia.
Yes.
So let's do our part and call them and make sure that they understand how important it is. And thank you to Governor Kemp, you know, really taking a lot of time to travel with Herschel. I've been seeing him getting around the state. He's done really well for the state of Georgia. Look at how good he did. He 4 years ago had a really close race. And this year, just, you know, this last race, he sailed off. So that's what good Republican leadership looks like, right?
Yes.
Georgia, you're seeing that. So get out there and vote for Herschel. We want to make sure we're taking those good Republican conservative Georgia values now to D.C. because they need all the help they can get in D.C.,
that
Joey.
That is for sure. When it comes to values, any kind of values,
that's right.
They need some help in Washington.
And common sense.
Yeah, common sense. A good dose of common sense would help, too. Tommy's telling me here that he's talking about Christmas trees. We're talking about inflation. A 7-foot fresh Christmas tree over $100 this year. You know, everything is just it's just hurting families. Groceries, gasoline, of course. But, you know, the gasoline prices, the high diesel prices affect things like Christmas tree prices.
I agree. And I think people are now waking up. COVID, you've heard me say this a bunch. COVID did so many bad things to our country, but what it did is it woke up. It woke us up in a good way,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
It woke conservatives up to see what was happening in our schools, to get involved in the process more, to understand that you can't sit idle on the sidelines and expect people to change everything. My dad used to say, if you don't vote, don't complain. Don't come with problems you don't have solutions for, and the solution to this bad economy is Herschel Walker, voting Republicans, getting conservative values into D.C.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott, my co-host today. How much am I going to have to pay you for this?
I'm doing it because I like you so much, Joey. That's why I'm doing it. And I'm really passionate about getting Herschel Walker this Senate race.
Yeah,
it's what we need.
Good. Yeah, we've got to push Herschel across the goal line for sure. 877-235-9405 is how you can join the conversation. You got a question for the Lieutenant Governor? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line. Option one, Tommy will put you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, just leave us a quick message. And, of course, your comments are welcome on the Big Rock text line as well. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit GoBigRock.com. It is 8:15 on this Monday morning.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
And speaking of the Big Rock text line, if you're getting ready to start on that dream project, whether it's maybe an outdoor fireplace or a fire pit, the team at Big Rock, they're ready to help you. If you got questions, they have all the answers because that's what they've been doing for many, many years now, providing that expert service and advice and providing the best variety and quality of stone that you're going to find in the upstate. So if you're looking to get started on that project, maybe a makeover of the patio area or a brand new outdoor living area, you can count on the team at Big Rock. Check them out. Check out the Big Rock showroom. You can see examples of how you can make natural stone and hardscape work around your home. Find them online as well at GoBigRock.com. GoBigRock.com. It is 17 past the hour.
Brandon Tatum says it all starts at home.
Young men growing up without fathers is the detriment of our society. When you think about the murders, you think about the homeless, you think about people who are incarcerated, people who are dropping out of school, majority of those individuals do not have a father. And for whatever reason, as a society, we don't prioritize that like we should.
Get the right answer with Brandon Tatum, weeknights at 6 on 94.5, The Answer.
Don't let a leaky roof become a drain on your wallet. Call SCNEV Roofing, who fix most leaks for under $100 with a one-year warranty. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured company, they handle everything from a small leak to a new roof. Call 230-0207. That's 230-0207.
It's bow time. Some folks say, don't call it a comeback. But when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back at Bojangles for a limited time in all its tender, marinated glory, go ahead. Call it a comeback. It's bow time.
It may not be the holiday season just yet, but we all know how hectic it'll get once it arrives. Mike Gallagher here. Now's the time to get serious and get your home prepped for the winter. Otherwise, you could have a repair emergency on your hands, and nobody wants that while they're getting ready for the holidays with all the events and guests coming to your home. That's why I'm recommending you reach out to the great folks at Mount Valley Foundation Solutions. They can make sure you don't have to go through the feeling of having foundation problems, a flooded basement, or even a moldy crawl space. Don't put it off any longer. If you've been delaying your home projects, get in touch with Mount Valley Foundation Solutions. From their experience to the great customer service, quality work, and transferable warranties, they're who you should trust for your home's biggest solutions because they're the local experts who are proud to serve the upstate with foundation repair and protection for years to come. Visit them online and learn all about this great, great company. Go to fixmyfoundation.com. That's fixmyfoundation.com. Fixmyfoundation.com for Mount Valley Foundation Solutions.
My partners had told me I should get my knee replaced. I was in my 40s, and I decided that I wouldn't do that.
That's orthopedic surgeon Dr. John Herzog, who found regenerative medicine years ago and became a believer.
It changed my life around. It improved me to a point where I was able to jog again.
That's when Dr. Herzog switched his focus from surgery to helping his patients with natural biologics.
I've treated at least 5,000 patients. I believe your body has everything it needs to heal itself.
Today, you'll find Dr. Herzog at QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in this exciting field of medicine that can give lasting pain relief with no downtime, no drugs, and no surgery.
I have patients coming up to me that I did 10 years ago saying, you know, doc, my elbow's still working great. I'm playing tennis 3 days a week.
Call QC Kinetics now to explore alternative ways to deal with your pain. It's a free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
First Presbyterian Church presents Christmas at First, December 10th and 11th in downtown Greenville. Come enjoy favorite Christmas songs and carols along with the FPC Choir and Orchestra, handbells, children's and youth choirs, and members of the Greenville Symphony Orchestra. Tickets are $10 per person at firstpresschristmas.com. Don't miss this popular event that is sure to get you in the Christmas spirit. First Presbyterian Church, 200 West Washington Street in Greenville.
Join the Morning Answer, broadcasting live from Currahee Station in Toccoa, Georgia.
Center One Not has a record now. When he ran 2 years ago, he didn't have a record. Right now, you see where this country is at after 2 years he's been in office. Well, can we take six more years? That we can't.
Will it be Walker or will it be Warnock? Join the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
Brought to you by the Prosperity Group, the upstate's premier retirement financial advisors.
On 94.5, The Answer.
A22 and 43 degrees in Toccoa as we're broadcasting from Currahee Station here in Toccoa. A lot of great people coming by saying hello, grabbing some coffee, and getting some breakfast. I hope you'll plan to join us too if you're in the area. 41 degrees in Greenville, 40 in Spartanburg, 42 in Lawrence, 40 in Lake Toxaway, 38 in Cashers, and 38 in Gastonia on this Monday morning. Portions of today's show brought to you by the Bank of Travelers Rest. When you bank with the Bank of Travelers Rest, you know that you're banking with your hometown bank. They support their community, they support their customers. Banking should be personal, or at least that's how the Bank of Travelers Rest sees it. Check out my bank because I want them to become your bank at bankoftraversrest.com, bankoftraversrest.com. Oh, what a football weekend. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt here with me, my co-host this hour. Clemson, former Governor Ambassador Nikki Haley made a statement last week to a group of Clemson students about DJ, and she kind of suggested that Coach Dabo Swinney should pull DJ as quarterback. Well, he did about three series into the game on Saturday, and it seemed to work.
What a game. Oh, my gosh, I can tell you that David and I, we were out of town this weekend, and he was watching it on his phone everywhere we were. Jackson's extremely happy. I texted the Coach Swinney yesterday and said, congratulations on another ACC win, another championship. So we were all very happy that our Clemson Tigers did so good.
Yeah. And you know, this young man, the freshman quarterback, Cade Klubnik, he stepped into that game, and it's like he had been playing all season. It was
amazing.
Just amazing how he just took charge. You could, I was sitting at home, but I could feel the energy in that stadium and how he turned that game around for them.
And, you know, I think it's important. You know, we've been talking about leadership all morning, right? That's what
Yes. That's
what we've been talking about. And the quarterback is the leader. I mean, he is calling plays. I think when he's doing well and he's on, it raises the whole team up. Morale goes up. And it's the same thing in what we do. When you
exactly.
have a good leader at the helm, you know, with like Governor McMaster or myself, you have Lindsey Graham, you have Tim Scott, you get energized and things go in a positive direction. And so that's why we need Herschel Walker to go up to Washington and represent the people of Georgia. That's why we're here today, Joey. You're doing a great job motivating everybody.
Well, look, you know, I got a great co-host today, so we're going to have to do this more often. Yes, we are at Currahee Station and in Toccoa, just encouraging people throughout Georgia to show up tomorrow and vote. Early voting ended on Friday here in Georgia, and record numbers. But we got to show the nation tomorrow that Georgians care and that they want conservative leadership. You know, it's just been so interesting. And I read where President Biden went to a phone bank in Boston on Friday, in addition to a fundraiser. of a bunch of Northeastern liberals in Boston, but he went to a phone bank in Boston. He said that he was doing his part to help Warnock win. Now why do you go to Boston to help a Georgia senatorial candidate win?
And that's what the people of Georgia should be offended by. The fact that you're allowing people from Boston, from the North, from New York, from New Jersey to influence the election you have here, right? They're donating their money. They're making calls from up there. These aren't Georgians. They don't feel the pain of what's happening in this state. That should be reason enough. And you know why Joe Biden's not down here? Because he is the best remedy we have to get people to not vote Democrat, right? Is to bring him in, and they know it. The party knows that he has been a colossal failure. His policies have been a failure, and they don't want him anywhere near this race, because as much as they want to say that they've kept the Senate, they know that this race is so important.
Yes.
They're just trying to, you know what they always do, their little shell game, acting like, oh, we're not worried about it. They're extremely worried.
Yep. Well, it's just very interesting to me the way Warnock has purposely kept Joe Biden. I don't think Biden has been anywhere close to the South prior to the general election on November the 8th, and certainly not during this runoff. But it's taking that money that Joe Biden is helping or helped raise on Friday in Boston. It has taken that outside money to be able to make Warnock even competitive here. You know, a lot of listeners, I've had several on the Big Rock text line this morning saying, well, where are all the Herschel ads? Well, you know, Warnock has outspent Herschel. Let's just be honest about it. He has dominated the airwaves, but that doesn't necessarily turn into votes.
That you're absolutely right. And, you know, that's why it's so important. Like you had said earlier, if you can help in these races, help. It takes a lot of money to get up on air. This isn't cheap. And remember, poor Senator Graham.
Yes.
Just a few years ago, we thought that was an expensive Senate
yes.
seat, right? At $149 million for Senator Graham and $150 million for his Democrat challenger. $300 million
wow. yeah.
To win that seat, you know, was spent in total on both sides. Sometimes people just don't understand how hard it is to get your message out. And now it's even more challenging.
Yeah. Well, it also begs the question about politics and political campaigns in general, that we're spending so much money on these campaigns these days to get elected or reelected. I mean, that's just an absurd amount of money, it seems to me.
Oh, you're right. It is. But it's where we are. I think it helps. That's why we have to get civics back in our schools so that our kids realize the importance of that. For parents, talk about it at home. I mean, my dad used to always have a great saying, you better talk to your kids about politics and religion.
Yes.
Because if you don't, somebody else will, and you might not like the outcome.
Yes. On the Big Rock text line, Susan in Hartwell, Georgia, just text me a photo of her blush pink My Slippers. She says they're a perfect match for her pajamas. I see Dennis has come back. Everybody look at Dennis's. See, he has his My Slippers on. Dennis does not leave his house without his My Slippers. He hunts in them. He walks in them. There you go. So go to MyPillow.com and order your My Slippers, too, like Dennis from Rail, Georgia. How far did you say, Rail? About an hour and a half you drove this morning? Hour and a half, Dennis. Yes. You hear me often talk about Dennis from Rail, Georgia. Well, Dennis from Rail, Georgia is here in Tocoa, Georgia this morning. 877-235-9405. Hope you'll join the conversation as well. It is 8:30 on The Morning Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.